Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's the interview that everyone has been waiting for. Susan Beals, who you know came from Chesterfield County. She's the commissioner of the Virginia Board of Elections. She was appointed by Governor Youngkin. It's a new role statewide for her, and she's in a tough spot. Let's just be honest. She's inherited a bunch of really bad laws, in my opinion, that the Democrats and Governor Northam conspired to put in place when they ran the state lock, stock, and barrel. And so you got Governor Youngkin. He can't do anything because he doesn't have control with Republicans of the legislature. I hope that if he did, we'd see some changes. But until you get Republicans in the Senate, there's just so much someone like Susan Beals can do. And yet she has been a lightning rod already for folks who were very worried about the veracity of the elections this fall. So I welcome Susan Beals to the program. I really do appreciate you coming on. May I invite you, without me asking any loaded questions, to just tell me about how this job has unfolded for you in these first few months and what you think people need to know about the preparations for these fall elections to put them at ease, if you feel like you can do that. And good morning to you.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on. I am interested in discussing a couple things that we have already started to do in the few months that I've been there. And wanted to just share with your audience some of those things. First, I wanted to thank you for sharing with your audience about your dad. You had mentioned to them that his voter registration had been canceled a couple weeks after he passed away.
That's right. That's
and
important.
It's a good example of the work we're doing. It's a process improvement that we have made. As of July 1, we are now receiving that information weekly from the Division of Vital Statistics and passing that on to local registrars so that they can remove and cancel those voters immediately when they are deceased.
Okay. That does give me some confidence because that's pretty important, that a weak spot. I'm glad you've highlighted that.
And you, I think, had an additional question about, you know, what happens if somebody now tries to go and register my dad again? So I wanted to answer that one for you, too. He is now on our prohibited list. And what the prohibited list is it's a list of voters who cannot be registered again. There are different kinds of people on that list, including felons, folks who have been declared mentally incapacitated, non-citizens, we receive that information from the DMV, and deceased voters. And so if somebody should try to register your dad, if they filled out a registration form with his name and address and social security number and date of birth, it would bounce against that list and it would be denied. And so that is one way that we can assure that he will never be registered to vote again.
And that would happen on Election Day with this same-day registration that everybody's talking about? The computer would see that and prevent a vote?
It would. I will tell you, in particular for same-day registration, anybody who participates in same-day registration, you know, first of all, same-day registration should not be anybody's plan A for how they choose to vote. We would ask people to, you know, follow the rules that are in place, be registered to vote by October 17th so that we can make sure you have a voter card that you can go to your polling place with. But for those folks who do participate in same-day registration, their ballots do not go into the machine on Election Day. Their ballot and their registration form goes back to the registrar's office to be researched. And then the registrar will determine if that person is eligible to vote, to be registered, and then they make a recommendation to the electoral board, and then the electoral board votes on whether or not to count that ballot.
Okay. Well, that's important that it's not just on autopilot.
No, not at all. And, you know, the prohibited list kind of brings up the larger issue of list maintenance, which I think a lot of the public calls cleaning the voter rolls.
Right.
And I think it's important for people to understand that we call it list maintenance because it's something that happens every day in Virginia. You know, if I pulled a statewide voter registration list today and then I pulled one tomorrow, they would be different because people have life changes that change their voter registration status. You know, whether that's people who move in, move out from the state, move within the state, if you turn 18 and it's time to register, if you pass away, if you get convicted of a felony, if you have your rights restored by the Secretary of the Commonwealth and the Governor's Office, these are all life changes that would cause us to have to change your voter registration. So these are going on a daily basis, and it is continually being updated. I mean, we receive information from several state agencies that inform us, the DMV, the Virginia State Police, the courts, vital statistics. And then we also, in addition to that, one of our list maintenance practices is confirmation mailings. If you decide to move out of Virginia, we don't have someone standing at the border on 95 to stop your moving truck and say, hey, did you cancel your voter registration before you left? And so what we do is we take the national change of address cards that people fill out from the U.S. Postal Service, and we send a mailing to those people and say, hey, have you moved? Because we think that you've moved and you might need to cancel your voter registration. And then that's a way they can respond to us and we can keep our voter rolls updated.
There was a question when I talked to Colonel John Mills yesterday about illegals voting. And I don't know whether that's a legitimate concern or whether that's something that, because we're, as conservatives, worried about illegals being in the country in general, that this is someplace we would focus our attention. How would you address that issue or concern?
So as I said, we do get information from the DMV on folks who are non-citizens, but I think the particular issue that John Mills was discussing was jury questionnaires. When you fill out a jury questionnaire, if you say, I'm unable to serve, sometimes people will check the box and say, I'm unable to serve because I'm not a citizen. Mm-hmm. And then that is a way that they will not be, asked to serve on a jury. A lot of times those forms were sent to registrars to say, hey, these are the people who were saying they're non-citizens. You need to go ahead and remove them from the rolls. My personal experience with this in Chesterfield County, last year I had a couple fellow moms come to me and say, hey, my voter registration got canceled and I'm a citizen and I don't understand why. And it was because they had ticked that I'm not a citizen on the jury questionnaire by accident. And so I think some of it is accidental on folks' part, but that is one way to see who are folks that need to be removed from the rolls.
Now, when I spoke to you on the phone the other day, one of the things I said, hey, I'm going to have to ask you about this, so be ready for it, is the machines. And,
right.
You know, Senator Chase and some of her supporters have been very worried that the voting machines in Virginia are connected to the Internet or can be connected to the Internet and can be hacked to affect the ultimate tally of the votes. Is that a concern or not?
To back up for a second, I think mm-hmm. the most important thing to remember is that every state has its own election laws. Mm-hmm. No two states are the same. Each state gets to run elections the way that they would like. And so our state standards for voting tabulators in Virginia are actually stricter than the federal standards. We ask for more information on the financial background of the company. Our laws prohibit connectivity. They do not have modem capabilities. And I will tell you that, from a vendor perspective, it's a business decision for them. They're not going to put a modem in a machine that we can't have. When we can't have that in Virginia, it's really a waste of money for them. And so, sometimes I think folks are looking at what's going on in other states and they're saying, oh, well, is this happening in Virginia? And they assume that it is, when in fact, it's not. We have our own election laws here. The other thing, too, in Virginia is we have paper ballots. Virginia law requires the use of paper ballots. That's a permanent record of the voter's intent. It's stored with the clerk of court after the election. It's available for us if we need to use it for a recount. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is, we do logic and accuracy testing of every single machine before every election. And so what we do is, in the local registrar's offices, they pull out all of the machines. They put a test deck together of ballots for that particular election. They mark them for, every iteration of how a ballot could be marked, all different ways, and undervotes and overvotes and all the different ways it could be marked. And then they run them through the machine to say, is this machine reading these correctly? And if it is functioning properly, it is certified for use. It's sealed and secured until after Election Day. We have observers from the political parties at this LNA testing. If you're an independent candidate, you're invited to attend. And every locality has to certify that they have completed that testing to the Department of Elections.
All right. I'm about to run out of time, and this is a little bit of a loaded question, but is there anything that you think is a vulnerability as we head into the start of voting on September 23rd that you wish you could change, or you'd like to change, or if the law changed, you would advocate for a change in the law? Is there something that you think is a vulnerability here?
You know, one of the things that I think is important to talk about before we leave is redistricting. And we are getting ready to mail 6 million voter notices following the redistricting process to each registered Virginia voter. And it is important for voters to know what their precinct is and what their polling place is. You know, we want voters to show up at the right place if they choose to vote on election day. You will be asked for an ID when you show up to vote. So we would ask you to do that. And it's important for purposes of early voting as well. You know, early voting starts next Friday, September 23rd. And one of the things that voters are going to see this time that's different is that their ballot is going to have their precinct number on it. That's going to help us report absentee ballots by precinct. You'll be able to see where our absentee voters are coming from. So I would say, in terms of making sure of a vulnerability, make sure you're in the right precinct. Make sure that your ballot has the right precinct number on it, and you're going to receive that mailing from us in the next couple weeks to make sure that you have the right information and you go to the right place.
All right. Listen, I appreciate you coming on today. I'm sure that this interview will generate 1,000 other emails that I'll have to go through. And if you're willing to, I know it's going to be a busy week when the balloting actually starts on the 23rd. But if you're willing to come on and chat again as the inevitable questions come up, I would value that. And I appreciate your openness today.
I'd be happy to. Thanks so much, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.